Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. What a joy to gather on the first day of the week. This is not the weekend. This is the first day of the week. Why do we gather on the first day of the week? What's so special about to Christians about the first day of the week? Hallelujah. Yeah, very early in the morning. On the Sunday morning after the Passover, the Friday, the Lord Jesus Christ rose again from the dead and he's alive forevermore. We come this morning to remember him, to worship him, to love him, to sing his praises, and to remember him in the breaking of bread. Because we are ever forgetful, aren't we? We are ever forgetful, and so God gives us this beautiful reminder. And how often will we partake of this bread and this wine? How often will we partake? I suppose I should rephrase the question. I didn't quite hear some answers.
As often as we meet.
As often as, yes, yes. Okay, until when? Until when?
Until the Lord comes.
So it is in anticipation, isn't it? It is in anticipation. You know, the Jewish believers, not believers, the Jewish people, when they celebrated the Passover each year, they would make some sort of salute to each other, and it would go along the lines of we'll meet in Jerusalem next year. That was their hope, their longing over centuries and centuries that one day God would bring them back to the land. And each Passover they would salute each other and they would say, next year in Jerusalem. And that was their thought, that was their longing that God had put it in their heart to come back to Jerusalem. Well, they've got their desire, haven't they? For us, of course, as believers, as Christians, we don't know whether this will be our last breaking of bread. Because the Lord is coming, and he might come for us too. Brother and sister won't be with us physically, but they'll be in our hearts. And of course, they are members of the body. And that also enlarges our heart, doesn't it? They were not just one little group. We are part of a large body, a wonderful body of Christ. So this morning, I just wanted to read the familiar words that we read every Lord's Day concerning when we come to the breaking of the bread. If you turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26. Of course, we have this wonderful opportunity to worship the Lord before we come to the breaking of bread. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26. And they were eating the Passover in the upper room, and it says in verse 26, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it, and gave to the disciples and said, take this, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, or another way of saying that is, this is my blood of the New Covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. We're so familiar with these words that we tend to gloss over them, and we don't take into our hearts sometimes the impact and the incredible. As I was just reading this the other day, it just struck me as how incredible that this man, Jesus of Nazareth,
the carpenter's son, or the carpenter, could make this incredible statement. He is making a new covenant, a new testament with mankind. Now God had made covenants before with mankind. In fact, as we go through the scriptures, there's a few covenants. He made a covenant with Adam. He made a covenant with Noah. What was the sign of the covenant that he made with Noah? The rainbow. And he covenanted with Noah that he would never more again destroy the earth with a flood. And he put that rainbow in the cloud, in the sky, to remind him of his covenant that he would keep with mankind. And then he made a covenant with Abraham. In Genesis 17, we're not going to go into all these covenants in detail, but Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1, and when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed, or your children, your offspring, after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. So who is making this covenant? The Almighty God. I am God. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And then he made a covenant with Moses and the children of Israel. You won't look at that. He made a covenant with David. Psalm 89. Psalm 89 and verse 3. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations, Selah. And of course we know that Christ came from the seed of David. He made a covenant with his son. And now, in anticipation of this new covenant he was going to make, he speaks to his people in Jeremiah chapter 31. This is many years before the Lord Jesus Christ. This is just before they went into Babylon, into captivity. Jeremiah 31, verse 31. 31, 31. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the land, in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break. So that was the covenant with Moses and the children of Israel. Although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Who's speaking? Who's speaking here in this portion of Scripture? Well, it says there, the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. In other words, the Almighty God, the Lord Jehovah. He is saying, I am going to make a covenant with my people in days to come. The days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. And what is the covenant? I will put my law, my word, in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And so when Jesus Christ came and said, this is my blood of the New Testament, the New Covenant, which is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins, it is this covenant that the Lord had promised. In other words, Jesus Christ is... How can a man make a covenant with any, with all mankind? He is the Son of God. Just the enormity of it just struck me as I read it. This is the Almighty God. This is the Lord Jehovah making a covenant with mankind in his own blood. Has he made a covenant with you? And with me, yes, he has. Yes, he has. When the day that we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he has made a covenant. Your sins and iniquities will I remember no more. And that fills me with great joy, with great rest, with great peace, to know that I am accepted in the Beloved. But who is making this covenant? It is the Lord God Almighty. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. So, we'll just finish it. It was just that simple thought that I wanted to share this morning with you before we come to worship and before we come to his table. Book of Hebrews and chapter 13. Verse 20. Book of Hebrews, chapter 13, and verse 20. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. So not only does he make the covenant to forgive all our past sins, but he comes to live inside us and puts his word, his law, in our innermost being, so that we can say like David, I delight in thy law. I delight in thy law. And so we see he is the great shepherd of the sheep, and he shed his own blood that he might deliver us from the power of Satan. Forgive us our sins. Come deliver us by his Holy Spirit, and put his word in our heart and in our mind, that we might love it and follow it and obey it. So, brothers and sisters, I'm so glad he's made a covenant with me. Now let us come and worship our God, and knowing the wonder that God Almighty has made a covenant with me personally. and forgiven all my past sins and come to live in me. And he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now let us come and worship our God.